Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This episode of Why Do You Think You've Got No Friends contains references to suicide and alcohol and drug abuse. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, and welcome to Why Do You Think You've Got No Friends? My name is Emily Ling. I'm an actress, writer, singer, codependent, love addict, and a recovering everything. And this is the Rock Bottom Podcast, where we discuss the white knuckle moments when we thought it was over and how we clawed our way back to sanity and light from the absolute pits of despair. If you're worried about something you've done or said, if you feel hopeless, humiliated, then stay tuned. I can guarantee I've done the same, or worse. Trust me. So let me release some of your embarrassment and anxiety, because we're starting with my rock bottom. And it went a little something like this. Now, I don't know about you, but when I pictured my first ultrasound, I imagined a glowing, gloopy gynecologist, smiling serenely while she reminds me the gel will be a little cold. A soft massaging search for the newly beating heart in my blooming abdomen. A loving partner by my side, squeezing my hand and crying from the sheer overwhelm of the situation while I express magic dust from every pore because I'm glowing, because I'm pregnant, with a burgeoning miracle who will obviously be very attractive, incredibly self-aware, and probably find the cure for cancer. Instead, I lay in a cold and soulless room in rural Spain. My only companion was a masked doctor who didn't speak English. Not that he should have to, we were in rural Spain. He prodded my side with a sterilized probe and stared intently at a screen that displayed not a world-saving newborn, but a crystal-clear image of my super fucked up liver. Since I couldn't ask him what he was seeing, I kept my eyes fixed on his, searching for a telltale sign of his prognosis. Just how fucked was I? On a scale of 1 to 10. Squinting at him, I thought I read 5, but then he frowned, and that quickly catapulted its way up to 15. Let's rewind a few weeks. Stay tuned for all the details of my nervous breakdown. It's juicy, I promise. But for now, I'll just say that it involved New Year's Eve, a ton of mushrooms, a mental breakdown, and me trying to jump out of a window. I can safely say that few of you listening to this will have eaten quite as much shit as I did that night. And I am not exaggerating when I say it was terrible. I mean, it was truly appalling. Honestly, I should just be the face of Just Say No, but I take comfort in that at least one day, if not already, I will be the subject of a fabulous anecdote. In the week that followed, before I entered rehab, I began having seizures as a result of trauma. My hair started falling out. It was then that I made an attempt on my own life. And as you can tell, I didn't succeed. And for that, I am grateful. I had been abusing alcohol for a few years by this point. Thank you, COVID, a codependent relationship and a predilection for addiction. Straight vodka, straight up, straight down. And I wore it like an eccentric ID card. Cool girl drinker, coolly filling my poor liver with copious amounts of poison. I wasn't expressing magic dust from my pores so much as mounds of toxins, wasted potential, and some truly legendary shame overs. Stories to come. Now, rock bottom and I were like two people who followed each other on Instagram, but had never actually met, but knew all about each other's holidays and public breakups. This was until New Year's Eve 2022, when rock bottom came crashing into my life with all the aplomb of a paratrooper on D-Day. Those who know me well will tell you that I never do anything in halves. Thank you, borderline personality, for a black and white mentality. And this can be a terrific quality when it comes to setting your mind to something. It can also mean that you're perpetually hovering over a giant red button that reads self-destruct, do not touch under any circumstances. So hello, New Year's Eve, when I punched the button so hard it broke. And the collateral damage was fairly extensive. Living a life of superlatives, while it can be, and I won't deny it, romantic and exciting, is also exhausting and wildly unpredictable. And if I had to sum up my life up until this point in one word, it would be just that. Unpredictable. Unmanageable. Rock bottom and an unmanageable life tend to go hand in hand. Neither can live while the other survives. Like a terrible Harry Potter spin-off. This is how I found myself in primary care and thus in rural Spain with a complex post-traumatic stress disorder diagnosis and the masked doctor who didn't speak English. He looked sad when he put away the probe and gestured for me to get up. Too sad. Oh shit, I thought. He's working out how to tell me that I'm going to die. I rose, shaking more than I did after I got the coil for the first time, and waited for him to start typing imminent death into Google Translate. However, I was lucky. My liver was inflamed, but not irreparable. Worse than it should be for my age, but changeable. The whole thing felt like a violent metaphor for my life. No drinking for 6 months. I saw my celebratory post-rehab airport glass of wine that I was planning on drinking while giving a hypothetical middle finger to the man slip from my grasp. Here I was, in rural Spain, faced with the literal black and white evidence of the repercussions of a habit I had flagrantly refused to pay attention to. 6 months without booze felt like a life sentence, and that thought erected a blinding red flag in my mind. I had been using alcohol and anything, any mood-altering substance, to numb every inch of pain. I was doing anything at all to distract from the mirror to help me avoid those horrible memories and flashbacks that come with CPTSD and other diagnoses. I grew up with a nanny who had a penchant for the phrase, "I'll come down on you like a ton of bricks," something that I'm sure has contributed to some unresolved trauma, but I don't think I ever truly digested it until that moment. I had lost friends, family, my dignity, and now I was being asked to walk away from my liquid safety blanket. The clinking companion who had never let me down. Rock bottom sat giggling in the corner of the soulless room. My identity was ravaged. Or so it felt. However, and here's the silver lining. This moment couldn't have been any different. Every minute of my life had led to this. Prior warning would have, of course, been appreciated, but unfortunately, there's no cut and dry method that can give you a heads up. I'm still waiting for the BuzzFeed test that tells you just how screwed you are. $1 million idea, I'm sure. Congratulations, you're catatonic. Get ready for rehab. We cannot choose our trauma, but we can choose what we do with it. Choice, chance, change. This belongs to my ex-therapist. I can't take credit. I like to imagine this moment was like a slightly less high-stakes version of the angel Gabriel visiting the Virgin Mary and telling her of the imminent need to get an ultrasound. Except in this instance, my angel was a Spanish doctor, the ultrasound was for my liver, and rather than professing the coming of the Son of God, I was being told in no uncertain terms that I needed to get my shit together. Essentially, here is your challenge, should you choose to accept it. It really did feel like a divine intervention because nothing else was going to work. Welcome to the addict mentality. I suspect rock bottom and the universe had been in cahoots for a while. Because as much as I wished, and often still wish, that I could take back the mushrooms, the window, the nervous breakdown, it only would have been delaying the inevitable. I was Thelma and or Louise heading for the cliff, unable to slam on the brakes with a deadly plummet directly ahead of me, ready to tumble into sweet abyss, but somehow I didn't. It turned out that a suicide attempt saved my life. The universe can be, ironically, very funny sometimes. I remember that I once said that I didn't trust anyone who didn't live at least 20% of their lives in superlatives. What an absolute fucking knob. And I can tell you, as I'm saying this, I'm not okay. I'm not pretending to be healed or have the answers, and I'm also not complaining. This isn't a pity podcast. This is about action and taking responsibility. Also, it's for anyone who's feeling shitty about what they did last night. I've started the journey and I hope that you'll join me on the road to recovery. It's going to be honest. Really, when you've suffered the level of public humiliation I have, there's not much point in holding back. It's going to be kind of tough. It'll also be funny to make the whole thing easier. But I don't know about you, but I am sick of mental health stigmas and I'm ready and willing to do all and tell all because really it's just fucking time. So let's start a revolution. I have been called insane more times than I like to remember. But I am not insane. I am just incredibly hurt and honestly, incredibly scared. My disorders come from years of abuse and neglect, and the things that happened to me are not to my fault and they should never have happened. But they did, and so I have come to understand that they are my responsibility. Again, choice, chance, change. My darkest moment was when someone I loved with all my heart shouted at me, "Why do you think you've got no friends?" Parentheses, "You useless twat." But that makes for too long a title. And I was called a liar and a manipulator. And I promise you, I thought my life was over. I mean, I was out. I actually tried to die. But that moment that was so terrible, so painful, that is the moment that changed my life and woke me up to recovery. I want to tell you that it can get better and I'm here to help. Each week, I, and maybe a guest and I, will discuss different aspects of mental health, the parts of ourselves we try and hide, rock bottoms, mini or apocalyptic, the mistakes we've made, how we recover and what we learnt at the lowest of the low and just how hard we white-knuckled our way out. So here we are. Why do you think you've got no friends? We're here to find out.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.